Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about those big questions in life. You know those things that keep you awake at night? How and why did the universe begin? Is time travel physically or logically possible?
What happens to you when you die?
Are we alone in the universe? Is the everyday life of our ancestors have been forgotten about? Why are we bothered about what we do today?
Got some strongbow left.
Get in, strongbow.
Allow me.
Does it hurt when you get old? Can I type a letter when I'm thirsty? Does a light from the stars mean you're not born? Fuck it, oh yeah. Fuck it, oh yeah. Fuck it, oh yeah. Drink a beer. Sometimes you wanna go out sideways. Sometimes you wanna go home. Fuck it, oh yeah. Fuck it, oh yeah. Fuck it, oh yeah. When the clown with the balloon comes to your tent on your birthday, I know you're not gonna say no. When the man with the van brings you a bullet on your birthday, I can only pray for your soul. Comes to your tent on your birthday. I know you're not gonna say no. When the man with the van brings you a bullet on your birthday, I can only pray for your soul.
Coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Hey,
Well, good evening, lady and gentlemen. It's Cake and Commodore Day on Facebook. Well, welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that my sound is 5x5, and that the week ahead is full of promise and junk to do and stuff. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Crawl Spaces for In-Laws, and, once again, licorice-flavored bone marrow snacks. We at Possum Hour thank them again for bone marrow snacks. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Boo-Boo Amominus Shrimps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. During the week, it's clobbering time. Then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. And on the weekends, Ben Grimm comes on and screams about football. I think that's it. Wow. Don't go too quick tonight. Alrighty then. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
What cigarette do you smoke? You'll be interested to know how the doctors of America answered that question. Tens of thousands of doctors. Doctors in all parts of the country, in every state of the union. Doctors in every branch of medicine were asked, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? In this nationwide survey of general practitioners, surgeons, throat specialists, diagnosticians, and so on, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this survey, more doctors smoke Camel than any other cigarette. Try Camel yourself. Make the one sensible cigarette test. Make your own 30-day Camel mildness test in your T-zone. Smoke only Camels for 30 days. Enjoy Camels' rich, full flavor. And see how well Camels agree with your throat. Pack after pack, week after week. See for yourself why Camels are so popular with the doctors of America.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
This is Vlad. I live in Matchbox, in corner of Kremlin.
So good to hear from you, Vlad. So, what's new? What's new?
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Tonight's answer? Call the Spanish kid!
call the Spanish kid? What's the question?
Question is, how many unindicted co-conspirators does it take to change light bulb in Oval Office?
Hi-oh!
It's funny, cause it's true! Dos Madonna! Tavarech!
Where you gonna run to?
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Oh. All that applause coming from Dr. Kate?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
She gave you the horn, too. So you wouldn't feel bad. All right. I got to be careful here, man. I think they switched. Vlog Talk was working perfectly there for a couple of weeks. I think they fucked with it again. So now it's going to be fucked up again. It's getting that idea. Yeah. So, I had a dream about owls last night. What's with owls? Owls. Yeah.
Huh.
There were several owls.
Pretty weird, man.
Okay. All right, here we go. Meaning of owl dreams. To see an owl in dreams symbolizes your expanded awareness or some magical virtue. The owl sees what is happening in the unconscious areas of your soul, and thus it can bring you wisdom and insight about your hidden feelings and experience. Therefore, other symbolic meaning... Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, that makes sense. I woke up with a very feeling of inner peace today.
All right, there you go. You shouldn't smoke crack before going to bed. That's probably.
You know what? You know what it was. I went to bed relatively sober. I was just exhausted. It was physical. You know, tired thing took me down.
How do you have a dream about an owl unless it was mentioned earlier in the day or something? Somehow your subconscious was on that.
I think, there's been some owl videos on Phobook.
Yeah, that could be it.
Maybe one of those was in my unconscious. I don't know, man. But it was weird. I felt so good, though, man. That's one of the best sleeps I've had in the longest time. I was, like, exhausted. I was trying to stay up to talk to the Pope, you know, and I just fell asleep in a comfy chair, and, oh, man. Slept like a rock.
Not the comfy chair.
The comfy chair. Man, that thing's... You're doomed, man. You sit down and I think watch TV. 20 minutes later, you are out. You're down for the count, man. It's a relentless... No wonder they used that in the Inquisition. Working on their part, man.
Yep.
I don't know if... Okay, I'm going to test the switchboard. Because we may have to wait until this background music is over to do anything else. I guess not. They were just fucking with my head. And they were just fucking with me. Why are they always doing that? Anyways, okay, owls, coffee and Fruit Loops. I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is the anniversary of when the Twin Towers got blown up.
Yeah, that's right.
So, just want to say, never forget that the Twin Towers got blown up.
That's right. I'll never forget because that's Christian McNichol's birthday.
Oh, no way.
Go. Yeah. That's the first Mrs. Gumby.
Yeah. And you turned her gay. Bastard.
That's right. Now I'm waiting for Tina to go that way.
Yeah. You're a lodestar.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Hey, man, what's your favorite kind of pickle?
I have no idea. It's just a regular dill pickle. Nothing
you,
sweet.
You're a dill guy, not
like
a sweet guy?
Sweet shit.
You don't like the sweet shit?
I don't like sweet anything.
I hated the sweet ones when I was a kid. I always have loved the dills. I'm getting a taste for the sweets. Some of them, not too sweet, but I can do an undill pickle. But it doesn't seem. What's the point? You know, really. With that,
vinegar. What is the point?
Vinegary, salty, briny. Yabba dabba. It makes your mouth water just thinking about it, doesn't it?
It does. I love it.
I love fucking
7-Elevens. 7-Elevens have these wraps called the American wrap, and it's full of meat and it has this big pickle right in it. Man, it tastes fucking great.
Oh, nice, nice. That sounds
I've been
delicious.
Out of feet. In fact, I just bought two for lunch tomorrow.
I thought you said rats, and I said, wow. You're really in the impoverished part of town over there, aren't you, Gumby?
Uh-huh. In case anyone missed that, it's rats.
Well, our audience of one has fallen asleep. Thank you. All right. 15.
Our audience of one.
Hey, man, it's the show. It's official.
Uh-huh.
Gotta go on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what we need.
Anybody
really
else? We could bail right now and just call it a day.
Uh-huh. But nope.
But just for cake, and I'm so glad that I went to the effort of finding Cher's ABBA cover. I believe this is the only one that's been released because the album itself is not scheduled for release until the end of the month. So this is like a preview.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a tease. It's a fucking tease. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was.
I'm going to run out and buy it.
I had no alcohol when I made this blow up, when I put this together. I did it this morning. And all I had, that's with the coffee and Fruit Loops. That's all I had, coffee and Fruit Loops. So, this is pure.
Uh-huh.
SOS.
What is this, Phi Sigma Delta?
No, they're Flippers Fluffy for Blunge of the Flapjacks.
Oh, a new sorority.
I hope it's the Puff Daddy version of the song, not that Sting piece of shit!
Well, those happy days, they seem so hard to find.
Fire!
I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
Fire!
Whatever happened to our love?
Damn it!
I wish I understood.
Holy shit!
It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
Fire!
Pull the string.
Smoke weed every day.
Well, my sweet baby wears fishnet stockings. When she starts a-rockin', then I ain't no stop a thinkin' about Papa Duba. Fishnet stockings, shoe Papa Duba. When she's a-rockin', bop Papa Duba, there ain't no stopping. Rockin' with my baby in a fishnet stocking. Stocking.
When she was a black one, she was a little bit of a thing about Papa Duba, big man stocking, shoe Papa Duba. When she's a rocket, find Papa Duba, there ain't no stopping. Rocking with my baby in a fishnet stocking.
Barking, so like, you know, when that day comes and he goes to that big kennel in the sky, he can still be on a show.
Yeah. I like that idea. It's a little macabre, but I like it.
The ghost of Ted. Arf, arf.
You're doing the same thing with me, aren't you?
Well, you're on tape now.
There you go. All right.
Dude. Went along for a year. Malt Liquor Man was just an engram. Now, Ted, you need to be quiet. What am I going to do with this dog? Yeah. I don't have, like, milk bones tonight, man. Yeah. Try that on for size. There you go. Life should be good now.
Okay.
Good, Ted? All right. I think Ted's good. I think it's just he wants attention. He knows I'm paying attention to something other than him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's like, hey, dog over here. Now, when people come over, he barks a lot, and I think it's because they don't, like, get down and get, you know, bend down and pet him and stuff and greet him. Formally, anonymous.
Attention whore. He's an attention whore.
Yeah, he's a very insecure, neurotic little dog. But he's old now and he can't run very fast and he quit chewing shit up. So I guess I'll keep him.
Yep. His days of possum killing are over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man. I seen a man. Somebody put a dog up there. You know. For, you know how they do that crap on the football.
Yeah.
Seemed like just today I saw the thing, or maybe it was yesterday. But the dadgum dog, this gray-faced old dog, sitting there in the cage, looking all sad, and they go, "Oh, these guys dropped off old Spooky Tooth, you know, they won't take care of him no more."
That ain't right.
What's up with that, man? How could you do that?
That ain't right.
Especially you have a dog till he's old, you know?
Yeah. His dog gets you know, it's part of the family after a while. You can't
fucking
just
yeah, man. Because he gets old, you go, oh, to kick him down the stairs, man. I guess people do that with people, too. You know, grandpa's drooling, kick him down the stairs. What a depressing concept.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, let's switch gears. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. If a podcast is played in the forest and no one hears it, is it actually a real podcaster? sure.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
It is officially a show because we have Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah. And your bouquet of flowers. There you are,
that's
Dolly.
That's all we
thank
need.
You.
God damn it.
You see on my Facebook page today, it was Cake and Commodore Day. We've been friends for 9 years on Fuckbook.
Uh-huh.
She used to have a Canadian flag on her farm in Farmville. Your farm ended up with what? Nothing on it but the dog. Poor dog.
One dog. That was it.
Yeah.
Got rid of everything.
Man, I tried to put everything I owned. I owned, like, massive amounts of shit. And I tried to put everything on there before I left. I came pretty damn close. It wasn't much of a working farm, but I did have, I think, a dozen outhouses, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you could have fed my dog.
He was welcome to come over and scrounge because those ghost goats that I had, they would eat up the. So anyway, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Oh, it's Cake and GT Day too. Oh, that must have been when we all piled over to Facebook.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, we all did that at the same time.
Pretty much, yeah. It was just that everybody started bailing out of MySpace. I don't know why. I liked MySpace. What's wrong with MySpace, man? Kind of liked it. Oh, well. Too late now.
It's gone.
And there he is, the Sinister Minister. I'm still on the list of luminaries in the lounge. The Naughty Professor himself.
That's...
Hey, wait a minute. We're not done yet.
Professor
R.J. Gumby. And yet another luminary here out there in our audience. Greetings from the Derek K. Share. Stand, pick, bow. It's the Derek from the Derek K. Show. Now, you say, what is this Derek K. Show of which you speak?
I was just about to ask that.
Yes. It is a podcast much like ourselves, our own thing, which if it was played in the forest, I'm sure the forest would be more than entertained. And they're on Sundays. Let's see, something appropriate.
At 7.
There we go. 7 o'clock Sundays. Oh, I didn't do my formal greeting in the lounge. Derek.
Oh, Derek. I don't know if
he was calling them square dance. He had what? A good show?
I don't know. I've been listening to him.
Yeah, I started the sleep of sleeps at like early, man. I'm down.
I'm a working guy now. I get home at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm beat.
You just want to masturbate and go to bed.
That's right. Exactly. Got that right.
Look at that same VHS of Atlantic City. Oh, yeah. Squeeze those lemons. Squeeze them lemons.
Good flick.
I don't know what that means. I think it do. Ted, you return. He's like, yeah, man. Aren't you glad to see me? Sure, pal. What a good dog. I have the spiked dog treat right here. We say goodnight for the final time. No, I'm kidding. No, he'll probably drop that out right in the street. People will fucking think it's me. Oh, I wanted to mention, you asked me about the new Skittle table. And Derek is a wannabe Skittle enthusiast.
Okay.
Man, it's great. You got to have your Skittle machine on a solid, solid, surface. You get my drift?
Yeah.
Because I had it on a little card table. It was kind of shaky. You know, it was shaky. And you weren't getting a pure hit of the ball against the skittle. I don't know if I'm describing that well or not. But anyway.
We get the gist.
I digress. Yeah, I think that's Gigantor suggested it's an old chess table, which makes sense. Fancy chess table. Cause it's got a marble inlay on the top, which is covered up by the skittle bowl. But it's not old. It's not an antique or anything because it's got stickers on the bottom to prove that. But it's well made. In its day, it cost some kern. I don't know why the guy was shit cannon.
Did you tell us how you got that?
I don't believe I mentioned that. Yeah, Bogey and I were down at the auto parts store, and there was a water main break on the street. So we had to take the Slauson cutoff there. And we went on the other side street, and son of a gun, there it was. Some guy was putting it out, had put it out with his garbage.
Okay, there you go.
Now, the risk, you had the risk of the bed bugs there. Pick up curb furniture anymore.
Yeah. But can you get that on wood?
Man. Wood's especially bad. They get into crevices and cracks.
Oh, geez.
And party. Yeah. Bed bugs, man. I don't want to get on to bed bugs again, but I'm paranoid about bed bugs. All right. Well, there they are. Did I mention that? Yeah. Did I give Eric a sufficient plug? Did the dog interrupt?
You still have time if you want to.
As he's doing again.
The lovely Miss Kay.
Oh, yeah. She's lovely.
Yeah.
Hey man,
Kay.
You know I've totally forgot. Speaking of Kay and the Derek and Kay, and they talk to each other. Mm-hmm. I'm out of practice talking to skirts, man. I don't know how to talk to girls anymore. Yeah, been so long. I used to talk to girls all the time.
Point for
I used to love my melodious voice. And not so much.
That's right. You got to get the Naz back, man.
Yeah. Well, on that note, there they are, ladies and germs. The fucking Possum Lounge.
With your fucking super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Give me back my shoe.
Yo, shout out to my producer. My man. I think that's what he wants to be called. Whatever. I don't care. Let's go, Dumb Liddy.
Yeah.
My life's like crushing coke cans, cause it's so depressing. My feelings are so random that I think I need more testing. Every time I eat a salad, I coat it with ranch dressing.
What?
Every time I'm in the bathroom, you can hear me retching.
Puke.
Get it? That's another name for puke.
Yeah.
And it's ironic, cause I said I use a lot of ranch, which is something fat people
do.
Trust
me.
I'm not blaming, okay? Just because I'm trying to lose weight doesn't mean...
Really fast,
Alright, let's get to the chorus. Yeah. I wanna be the next Ernest Hemingway. Not the poet. I wanna be the next Ernest Hemingway. Not the poet. It's supposed to be a joke. I have good aim, like I always hit the ball. I really want to end the agony of my soul.
Owie!
People make fun of me nearly every day. I need to find something to take the pain away. I am so edgy like a samurai sword. That's pretty much it.
Emo music.
I am so hot like the sun on pavement.
Ow.
Fight constant battles just like the brave men.
Pow, pow.
Fight for our country. Except my battle's definitely on the losing.
White flag.
But well.
Yeah.
Ignore
Rant.
That. Just get back to work. I wanna be the next Ernest Hemingway. I wanna be the next Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, this thing just kind of rings out. I don't really know why. She's gonna keep going.
This guy's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
I'm just gonna
funny guy.
Gumlitty.
He's a funny guy.
I'm just gonna end it here. Yeah. All right.
Funny guy.
Bye. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beauty. That's a beauty, man.
Uh-huh. I was digging it. I was doing a little cake dance to it.
Cake's having testicle difficulties.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Well, see, I think they fucked with Blog Talk, man. Well, Derek was wondering if that was 3 minutes. No, it was not. boy. That was one of yours, Gumby. I'm not taking any credit.
Yeah.
If they show up and I got nothing on and I'm like, that was one of Gumby's, you know. Sometimes they fly into the basket.
That's a good tune.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's for your hip hop, your hippity hop. It's not so bad, I guess. I reckon it had humorous overtones and whatnot.
Yep, exactly.
Luckily,
the remote.
Luckily, we have a very fine yodel later on in the show, so I'm sure you'll all want to stay tuned for that.
Big game.
This is the longest, man. This is the longest 40 minutes we've ever done in the history of the show. Welcome back, Dr. Cake. I hope, everything's working. Oh, good. It all works. Well done.
Praise Shemp.
Praise Shemp.
Yeah. Praise Shemp.
Hey, man, I don't mean to be disrespectful or blasphemers, but this one bugs me, and you'd love this on your beer battered shrimp atheist love fest over there. there's this less invasive spinal procedure they're advertising, which advertising medical procedures seems like an infamia to me to begin with, but that's another story. So they have these testimonials. Oh, yeah, I was up walking that day. One guy, oh, I can lift my kid into the air, you know. I can't lift my kid into the air, but she's 35. She's 36. Holy jeez. Pushing 40. But then this one lady says, it was like an answer to a prayer. And every time she says it, I go, no. It was a result of fucking science.
Exactly.
Prayer had nothing to do with it. Unless you prayed and opened the phone book and stuck your finger in and came up with that place, then maybe. I'm not going to dispute that.
That is a swift kick to the balls, man. The scientist that came up with this thing. The kick in his nuts.
Yeah. Oh, it's like an answer to prayer. No, it's the result of years and years of research and experimentation and science. Science, fucking science, man. But if she wants to believe it was prayer, go ahead. You know, it's not hurting anybody,
I would like to see these people refuse to pay their medical bill because Jesus did it.
Well, then you got the wacky end of the other end of space, the Christian scientists who... No spinal surgery for me. I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray my back's good. You know? My first wife had a great expression. Shit in one hand and... Or no, wish in one hand, shit in the other, and see which one you get first.
That's
right.
Beauty.
Christmas time. Every time I hear that expression, I got to laugh.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It's a goodie.
Fucking oxymoron.
Yeah. She had a, if she'd have had more good ones like that, I'd have kept her around.
Yeah.
I'm a legend in my own mind. All right.
Here you go.
I did not upload a 3 minutes, so you'll never get back tonight.
Uh-oh.
Spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Three. I'm not doing that one. Four. Five. Okay. Hit it. Pick a number between 1 and 5.
Two, right?
Yes.
Two.
Okay. I have no idea.
Hey, you know,
hey, no idea. I do know that it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. The award-winning feature of our show, wherein you, the listener, are subjected to 3 minutes of whatever it is that I choose to subject you to. I'm drunk with power and with Natty. Can't get too drunk tonight, so I got a gig tomorrow. I got a gig Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Like I'm working stiff or something over here. That a bug. I know, man. Got talked into a freebie too Sunday. Yeah. Which a sucker.
Really?
Yeah. It's for developmentally challenged schmucks or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But who wheeled you in, man? With the big tenant name?
I don't know.
Who wheeled you in?
If it's 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Okay.
It's Fred Titmus. It's Fred Titmus.
Transylvania, Stevie Nicks books about kleptomania. Johnny looked out of his bedroom window and shouted to his mom, Fred Titmus.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
chances when you ride the bus train.
Oh, yeah.
You double your money back tonight, man. You're in luck.
That was a good show.
It was fun. Weird, though, I thought. But I was looking through these old headlines. Some of these go back to, like, man, when we used to have, like, you know, other co-hosts and shit.
Way back then.
Let's see if any of these links still work. All right. Oh, wow. Okay. This one still works. This is from October 20th, 2015. News of the past. We'll do the news of the past tonight.
Okay. That works.
A cop admits to posing as a woman to give 60 men oral sex through a hole. But there's more. Okay. On a website, this 34-year-old police officer would offer free oral sex and send them a picture of a woman that he claimed to be. But when the men arrived at his home, he said he would only perform the act anonymously. Anonymously. Through a hole in the door. At least 60 straight men were coaxed into this situation. Guys are such suckers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a real sucker, but I mean, he was later charged with invasion of privacy for recording and publishing the sex acts and pled guilty this week. Well, that was a while back. I'm sure he's cooled healed since then.
Sick bastard.
Guy likes sucking dicks, man. What can you say?
Well, you know.
We're not here to judge, you know, but.
Yeah. I'm not sticking my willy in any fucking hole like that, man.
Tell you what, man.
Uh-huh.
Unless I know who's on the other side, you know what I'm saying?
Sam Skippy.
I mean, that's a.
Yeah.
You imagine that? You're like, oh, yeah, that was
maybe
great.
Maybe
the thing opens up.
Hole.
This fucking fat guy. Oh, he's like a fat guy, too. Fat, ugly guy.
Oh, of course.
Yabba dabba, too. That's why he has to trick guys into getting sucking dicks, because he's... Well, that's probably part of the thrill, too. He's tricking them. Okay, go ahead.
I'm thinking that cutie general manager of mine, he listens to this show.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm sure
she was
disgusted by
that.
You
know that picture? Yeah. That picture I put in Facebook? Of me?
Which one? Oh, yeah.
The Frank Zappa shirt. I got one of those in the Instagram. And the Smoker Zone wrote, come see Pete at the Feasterville or Levittown shop pretty much any day. We keep this man working nonstop. And then she hashtagged Cigar Slinger. That's what you've been saying, right? Cigar Slinger.
Cigar Sling. Slinging cigars. That's right.
That's right.
Slinging cigars. Are you slinging cigars tomorrow?
Yes, I am. Pretty much every day. They got me working. She's got this whip. I'm into that, though, you know?
Whips, chains, and dildos can't go wrong.
That's it, man. And Gumpy's there. Butt plugs.
Oh, what's that?
The whole works.
No.
50 Shades of Gumpy.
Well, that's cool, man. I hope she's listening tonight. Thank you for employing my friend, because I didn't really want to do the show with a guy living under the bridge.
which pretty much almost happened.
No, you're a talented person. You just need your place where you're comfortable, and you can just do your thing. You know,
that's right.
Perfect job for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Perfect gig for you.
I was dangerously close to living under a cardboard box under the bridge.
But it also helps you with your problems with, you know, dealing with people and stuff, you know.
Yes.
I'm sure dealing with strangers all day long has just helped you become more comfortable with those situations.
Just like Possum Hour helped me with the phone. I know part of my my anxiety was telephone.
Huh? There you go.
Good therapy.
Yeah. You just got to do it. It was like, do it for me. I was very introverted. And doing the caricatures brought that out. You have to.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Cake, she's talking about the guy with the what do they call it, glory hole. She said, see, everybody's gay these days. Well, am I going to hit the right one?
A dollar makes me holla, honey, boo-boo.
No, that ain't it.
Me honey, boo-boo, child.
No, here it is. Third time's a charm.
Ain't no wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
Thank you, honey boo boo. Everybody is a little gay. Let us pray.
And congratulations for not committing suicide yet, honey boo boo.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody even has her in the pool, so something might happen to her. Because if you're in that dead pool we have, you are safe. No one had Bert, did they?
I did. People had them years before, but they didn't have them this year.
I know. I've seen Bert so many times. No Bert.
For Bert.
What the hell's going on with that? They played the initial Quint Asper episode of Gunsmoke today on Daily Gunsmoke.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I was watching it.
And you know, the one guy that kills his dad is Scotty.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
From Star Trek. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
And, man, they kill his dad, right? He comes running up with an axe and flings his axe into the one guy's chest. He's out. And Scotty's like, holy shit. He grabs Scotty, takes him into the drink, and drowns him and strangles him and beats the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
So he's dead.
Uh-huh.
He's like, let me introduce myself. Burt Reynolds. But the thing, I've got to watch it again. I've probably seen that episode more than any other episode. And I got to watch it again because on the credits, the end credits, it said Foster Brooks played Ed. And I'm like, who is Ed? Who is Ed? Ooh. Fuck, I can't remember.
No shit, so I didn't see that.
It's a very early Foster Brooks sighting, man. That's like 6'3" or 6'4", man. So,
there was a very young Harry Carey Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you were watching it. Yeah.
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 Well, you know what?
Yeah, he was the prisoner.
Did Burt Reynolds play War Gunsmoke under the name Quint?
Oh, yeah. He was on there for like, I think, 2 seasons.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because they're playing
the regular.
They're going to be showing all his this week.
Oh, there's a couple dandies with him and Festus yucking it up.
Oh, yeah? Oh, he comes later.
Yeah, because they brought Bert on because Chester was quitting. You know, and they wanted a young guy, sidekick kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I guess it wasn't working out like that with Bert, because I don't think he wanted to do a series. So then they got old Festus. The rest is history. All right, enough about that. We got to go back to the weird news.
Yes.
Okay, this is more news of the past. April 3rd, 2015. Argentinian man dies during sex with scarecrow he strapped sex toy on. All right. That's the world of sports. A kinky Argentinian.
Oh.
Yeah. All
right.
Let's see. Jose Alberto, 58, was found dead in his San Jose de Balcar home, lying next to the straw doll.
Oh,
he took it in the house. Well, at least he had some, you know, taste decorum. There were no signs of violence. We're working on the assumption that the man died during sex with the scarecrow, police spokesman said. Now, they're being very judgmental. This is the Daily News. They said the depraved sex fiend. Now, that's a little, that's assuming a lot, you know.
Oh, okay.
The depraved sex fiend who tended to sheep, oh boy, had puffed up the scarecrow with clothes and tied a 6-inch strap-on penis to it. Now, 6 inches ain't going to kill you, honey. Come on. His rotting remains. Oh, this is bad. Rotting remains were found after neighbors complained to the police of the foul stench from his home. He was a lonely, lonely man. He lived alone and had sex with a scarecrow.
Oh, Jesus. What, did I ever tell you the time I had sex with the Tin Man? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, cut my willy.
Did he bring
right
the
off.
WD-40 or did you? Woo!
Of course.
Derek thinks we're infringing on his weird news TM copyright, but no, this is just some weird news on the Possum Report. Just for the record.
That's it.
This is the Possum
the
Report.
Possum Report.
Not the weird. Not we don't call it the weird. I'm just saying that's. You gotta admit. That's weird news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else are you going to call that?
I want to party with that guy. It's a shame he's dead.
Oh, man, this is getting worse and worse. This is getting worse and worse, honest to God.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank God. Page not found. Well, I think we're spared on that one. The headline was, Georgia woman tries to perform sex change operation on her 4-year-old son in Burger King bathroom. That's enough right there. I don't really need to know the details. I'll take that as read.
Oh, what did she do it on a whim?
I think she was trying to give him a whopper or something. Burger King bathroom.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Burger
That's
King.
Some weird wild stuff. Okay, here we go. Here's some fun. Here's some fun. We have some pictures. You can all participate in the chat room. Oh, there's like 50 people in there now. Hey, guys.
Hey.
The Philadelphia Eagles showed up. Dude, high five.
Sure.
There's Kaepernick. Dude, take a knee. All right. Unidentified dong danglers drape hundreds of dildos around Portland. That's from 2015 as well. Yeah. sure. Unidentified dong danglers. Hundreds of phallic sex toys.
I want to hear what
I know.
You see on that one.
I know.
Yeah?
Well, you know, Mr. Science has been known to be in the Portland area. Not again.
Yes. Mr. Science.
Do not fear. the officials say the synthetic dicks pose no immediate threat. Well, that's really.
Oh, yeah, but when they travel
boy.
A gang like that, yeah, you know.
Imagine you're walking down the street and a bunch of dildos start dropping on you, you know. Holy. It's raining dildos.
Oh, Christ.
Yikes. Well, apparently back in 2015, female nipples were causing an internet storm. Free the nipple. @FreeTheNipple. I wonder if they ever did free the nipple.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Nipples.
How did I miss all these stories, man? Here
There's
we go.
There's a ball sack in these fucking things, too.
Don't get me started on ball sack, man.
Si, senor. Sadite.
Senior Bullfish.
All right. This is from July of 15. More news of the past. NYPD sergeant suspended for flinging jizz. at his crush. A sergeant employed with the NYPD is suspended. He threw semen at a woman he worked with. He approached her from behind, throwing semen at her leg and shoe.
Oh, geez.
Did he throw it, or did he eject it? I don't know. She felt something on her leg, looked down, and said, "What are you doing?"
The victim.
Yes, I know. He's just trying. But this would be, well, this is before Me Too. This is 2018. 2018. You don't fling your jizz. It's not.
Yeah.
That doesn't. No. New. That's a, definitely out. At the office.
Are you sure?
No, you're not allowed. That's part of the. That's what got that guy at CBS fired. Moves or whatever.
Yeah.
His fucking name of the. Whole head of CBS. Big fuck corporation. Yeah. Flinging jizz.
Flinging
you're allowed
jizz,
to fling jizz five
flinging.
Times. But,
it's
well, if
pleasure.
You hit that sixth... Yeah, if you hit that sixth jizz slang...
Uh-huh.
That, man.
That was Officer Multiple Migs.
Alrighty.
That was my favorite part of Hannibal. That's nice.
Here we go.
I think
all
it's
right.
Very romantic. Didn't they do that in the Jennifer Gardner movie or something? One of those chick flicks?
No, that was Stormy Daniels, I think.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking of. Okay. On one of the,
I'm
going
to get Stormy to call back
now.
In, man. I'm going to get Stormy to call back. Great.
That was nice.
You got a girl voice real high.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Back to the present. News of the present. No, it isn't news of the present. It's still news of the past. That one you sent me today is news of the past. October 18th, 2016. We're moving forward in time. We're just edging forward. All right. The headline reads, "A man on LSD saves dog from imaginary fire." It's a great story, man. It's...
Heroic.
This guy's a hero. Yeah. Upstate New York. He's high on LSD, and he breaks into the neighbor's house to save their dog from what he thought was a fire. He thought the house was on fire.
I would love to see a footage of that.
He went around the neighborhood banging on doors and yelling about a fire when no one would help. He went to the neighbor's fence. Oh, he drove his BMW sedan through the neighbor's fence. Went to the back door and smashed through it to retrieve the dog. He emerged triumphantly with the large white dog, and responding officers found him standing outside the home with the dog in his arms.
Oh, yeah. Watch it burn.
The place was on fire. Nyang.
Oh, man.
That's when you know you might have a problem. Squeeze a couple
great.
More in here. Here we go.
Oh, Christ.
Where's my... Okay. Oh, this is weird, man, and there's no details in this. I wish I had more detail. But it's NPR, so, you gotta believe it. I guess. Just last week, the FBI discovered the stolen ruby slippers missing for 13 years. I don't know if you recall, but there was a Judy Garland museum that got broken into, and they stole the ruby slippers that were there. And there's only like, how many pairs? Just a handful of pairs in existence.
People.
And somehow they recovered it. They didn't give any details on how they recovered it or where they recovered it, but... Well, the ruby slippers are safe once again, so we can all just relax.
How many years passed?
It's been 13 years.
Jesus Christ. And people
little,
are actually looking for this?
They're a little worn, because...
Uh-huh.
been wearing for 13 years around the house.
Give me back my shoe.
It says the missing slippers are two different sizes and maybe the mates of the mismatched pair at the Smithsonian. Well, that's interesting. Alrighty. We put them all to sleep.
Some gay guy stole it. That's what it was.
Maybe it's that drag cop queen with the glory hole.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's what I did.
Okay. Finally, a woman mistakes dynamite for a candle and suffers severe injuries. Not good. Anonymous. There was a thunderstorm in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Man, there was a thunderstorm every fucking where, I think, this weekend. And this 30-year-old woman grabbed what she thought. She went down to the basement. She didn't have any emergency candles, went down to the basement, grabbed a candle left by the former residents. Well, it turned out to be a quarter stick of dynamite. Not good. Good. It's like Wile E. Coyote,
like,
you know? Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Taken to the hospital with extreme injuries to her hands and may lose her fingers. Well, that's like an M80, right? Quarter stick of dynamite? Something like that. So, yeah, you can blow up a mailbox.
It's a shame she lost fingers, but that's a great story. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. The authorities reminded residents to have backup lighting in their home in the event of a power outage and to report any suspicious items that could cause a fire to the police. They went into her house and got a couple other things. I guess the former owner was a loony. But that reminded me when my crazy neighbor called the squad to he got a map case or something out of the cellar.
Oh.
Had to leave the house with the dog. Well, what are you going to do? It takes all kinds to make
it. Oh, that's great.
And on that note, I think that we've covered everything. Oh, yeah, and no collusion. There was no collusion.
Yeah. No.
Except Hillary and the Democrat. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Email.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
I didn't notice what time it was.
wanted to play it one more time before I blew it up. No, I don't know. I was in a real poppy mood when I uploaded that one, whenever that was.
Yep, real poppy mood. I like it.
I like my pop music once in a while.
Yeah, good. Something poetic.
Place.
Yeah. It's a romantic song. It makes me want to throw my jig at somebody.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I want to throw my jizz on that fucking gnat that's flying around here. I hate them, man. They get in your beer. That's why the Mexicans put those lime slices in their beers. Keep the bugs out.
That's the way.
Yeah.
See that? And we want to build a wall to keep these geniuses out.
I would think that would attract gnats. Might keep the flies out. Keeps them out from your beer. I guess they go to the lime.
Are you getting it from your sink again, those gnats? Remember you were getting it from the sink before?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know where they come from now. Yeah, I used to call them drain fleas. I don't know what they are, man. They just come around in the fall, you know. Weather change.
Could be a dead animal under your house.
Well, that could... No. There ain't nothing under my house.
Oh, your house is down on the ground. Mine's 4 feet high, so...
I'm a slab. It's like a cave, man.
It's a slab.
It's great. Fuck steps, I've always said.
Fuck steps. Hey, you know, Friday morning, I ran over a squirrel. And I swear I heard the Wilhelm scream. Right over the back, you know, how you feel it going over the back tire? And,
That's terrible. That's terrible.
It is terrible. But, you know, what are you going to do? That's run right out. And that's exactly what the squirrel sounded like. Poor thing.
Yeah. I'm glad I could record the squirrel before it passed away. We can have that.
The bunny killer is after me for being a squirrel killer. All right.
Yeah. Squirrel killer. Like psycho killer, but squirrel killer.
Yeah. Well, Derek's the bunny killer. We're a couple of serial killers you got here.
Yeah. Man. Do anything to avoid hitting an animal. That ain't cool.
You
bad
crash your fucking car up. Come to the animal or your car. Fuck the animal.
Well, yeah. I saw it. I didn't hit a possum the other day. It was like dusk. And it was a resident. It was my own neighborhood. I'm not, you know, I don't fly through my neighborhood in my truck. But, I was going like 20, 25 mile an hour. I see this possum runs out in front of me. And I realize this is why they get hit a lot. They're not very fast. He's kind of like...
Oh, no.
Look like Ted.
I don't think I've ever seen one run.
They're like... Kind of shuffling along. I'm like, dude, no wonder you guys are all over the fucking road, man.
Well, it didn't have his whole family on its back, did it?
Yeah, no, it was just a single, could have been a dude, I don't know. But, man, my advice to possums is, don't fucking cross the street, or at least look both ways, would be good. Sure. He saw me coming, and then he darted out,
both
you know.
Ways.
That's the thing. You're lucky I'm an animal lover. And then the owl came down and told me that life is goo.
Maybe
I together there. Yeah.
That could have been it. That's what got you thinking of the owl.
Well, the beauty of it is we have a yodel.
So the owls are rodent killers. See? What will Troy say about that?
I don't know.
You got to ask Wendy. Wendy was into the whole dream thing.
He might say, ach, du liebe. Was ist das? Dummkopf.
Yep.
What's mit the dreams, asshole? You're fucking crazy. All right, yodel. Yodel it is.
So you got,
this is a beauty. This is Nick Shoulders. Nick Shoulders. And the empty yodel, number zero. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I think we have a yodel.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodeling!
Yodeling time.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese, pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your...
I love it.
Really, dude? Really?
Pickle your knees in cheese.
Pickle your knees in cheese.
Oh, God.
Really, that's a great snack. Now, I know I'm going deuce on it. If I hear that song, it makes me think of one of my favorite snacks. When you get the individual slice of cheese, right? Or you could get the block of cheese. I love cheese. I shouldn't eat cheese. It's not good for you, really. Too much cheese. But you get the cheese and you wrap it around a pickle, the dill pickle. Yummy, yum, yum.
I don't know about that.
And then you could add a chunk of onion.
Okay.
Booty.
You're not pregnant. You're not pregnant, are you, Commodore?
I've been, but not at the moment.
Okay.
And then there's Angels on Horseback, where you could take a pickle you split a hot dog, you stick the pickle, the wedge pickle in there, and then you wrap it with bacon, and then you broil it. Oh, now you're living. Oh, and then you can throw cheese on that, too. Yeah, throw some cheese on that, too.
And what's that called?
Cheese makes everything better. The Angels on Horseback.
Angels on Horseback. Okay.
Yeah. That's what Grandma called it, man. She put all that stuff in the Ovaltine and made the colors look weird. And you know what happened after that.
Okay.
Show us on the doll where the president touched you.
I could see it.
Yeah, I know. Weird. Oh, yeah. We haven't done that one for a long time. I was just thinking how to end the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got a good tune?
I don't know. I'm just looking down the list. I've got plenty of stuff. So anyway, you're selling gars. You're slinging gars tomorrow.
Slinging gars, baby.
And I'll be slinging the funny pictures.
That's right.
Funny heads.
Galloping Gumby.
Well, Cake says cheese has no carbs, but the thing is, it's the dairy. You do too much dairy, yeah. Not good when you get. When you're in large, you're like myself. Yeah.
You get constipated.
Plus,
corks up the ass.
And I went out and bought a hunk of cheese today, and I had like one of the best Magoos this morning ever. And it's like, why am I screwing up a good run by eating cheese now? You know. So.
What's that good run, man? You gotta enjoy life.
I enjoy good shit more than I enjoy cheese. There, I said it.
I got a hankering now for Angels on Horseback.
Oh, don't forget the garlic. You gotta have garlic on there too.
It wouldn't be an angel.
Cake says dairy schmerry. I'm kind of with her. I don't know, man. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Acupunk. Remember Dr. Chin, the guy who said, if I quit smoking now, it'll kill me.
Yeah, there you go.
He told me, he says, you cut down 25% cigarette and no daddy. So, Dr. Chen, Master Chen was against dairy.
Master Chen.
Canadian.
Ice water.
Oh, we don't have a whole lot to play out too. Thank you very much for showing up there, Professor RJ Gumby and that. Always a pleasure.
I live for this shit.
Whoops. Good luck slinging the gars. And thanks everybody for showing up. The tried and true, the true blues. Thank you.
Love you all.
And, there we go. Wine in a box. You got that right there. Tequila.
Water.
I've got a Canadian. A Molson Canadian. Very delicious. Beer in a bottle. Not wine in a box.
Beer in a bottle. Canadian beer.
Good stuff. My favorite of all beers. Oh, wait. Warm up the transporter, Scotty. Say goodnight, everybody.
Give it a kick. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Cake.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Thanks, Derek. Everybody. Energize!
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.